Blog Talk Radio.
Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to receive your weekly infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. Are you ready? I know I sure am. This is your host, Shania Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, master motivator and your resident empowerment coach. I coach and you win. Our focus is on this process each week of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. On Motivational Mondays, we come together to engage on life's highway where we are on a divine journey. And for me, God is truly the light illuminating each and every step of my path along the way. We sincerely value and appreciate your participation, our global listening audience, and we genuinely appreciate you taking the time out to tune in for this time of empowerment, coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose for the fulfillment of your destiny. Here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, our programming is designed based on two basic formats of empowerment that we bring you each week. The blending of our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or their areas of expertise and our Shape Up series, which has been designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally, so that you may be more equipped to do what? Work it now. Work your vision, achieve your goals, and ultimately live your dreams. If you have missed any of our past show installments, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available online. On our last week's installment of Motivational Monday, we hit it out of the ballpark. We had the Honorable Melvin M. Turnbull from the British Virgin Islands as we discussed a journey of faith. And so we had a truly distinguished guest here on Motivational Mondays, and we had a rich dialogue to go with it. On today's broadcast, it's time to shape up and win. We're looking at our Shape series, and we're always taking a different point of view in our kaleidoscope of shape and doing what's needful for us to achieve our goals and ultimately to live our destiny. Do you know, speaking of destiny, that your life was designed for a specific purpose? And you may be sitting there thinking, Coach Adams, you are not telling me something that I already don't know. But did you know that it's been stated that over 65% of individuals, people are unhappy in their careers? And I have a question for you today on Motivational Mondays. Is that you? And I want us to take a closer look at pursuing our purpose. And I want to encourage you to get out your pens and your pads, be it old school pad and paper or electronically, your iPads, your tablets, whatever it is, so that you can capture the four fundamental steps of discovering your purpose and staying on purpose. You may have discovered your purpose, but you're struggling with how do I stay on purpose? How do I stay focused? You may be sitting there thinking, I know that I was created for a purpose, but I don't exactly know what that looks like, and I don't know how to start this journey, and so we're going to talk about that. So regardless of where you are in this process of purpose, we have a message that will connect with you. I want to share with you, as you would allow me to set up today's flow of our broadcast, that Coach Adams will lay the foundation around our subject as we get into Shape to Win. Then at about halfway in our broadcast, we will open up our programming to you, our global listening audience, to participate, at which time we welcome your questions and your comments. This will truly lend to an interactive environment, which we love, and so we encourage you to truly engage and to chime in. If something is being shared and you have a question, jot that down, make a note of it. And when we invite you to share with us at the open time, we want you to go ahead and chime in. Before we jump into today's subject, I want to give a special request of you. I am asking Coach Adams and our team, we're asking that before we jump into today's topic, that you would take a brief moment to invite someone to the show. Write on someone's Facebook wall. Send them a tweet. Send them a gram. Do whatever you need to do. Maybe it's send a message in a bottle. Go old school, a carrier pigeon. Send a fax, an email. Do whatever you need to do to invite someone to join you for today's rich broadcast. And I want to say on behalf of Motivational Mondays and our team, we thank you for supporting us in continuing to expand our outreach. Well, without further ado, we're going to jump into today's subject as we look at this pursuit of four key elements of purpose. I want to share with you, our global listening audience, that this is a subject that is really near and dear to my heart. And it's near and dear to my heart because of my personal journey. And I don't want to bore you with that, but I think it's important to lay a foundation and just really build up into the fundamental elements that we'll be discussing on this evening that I know will really support you. And these are elements that I lived through. You know, I started my journey right out of high school in real estate, and I worked for a mortgage broker, and I was growing and developing in this industry that really seemed like a natural transition for me. I was seeing individuals in my environment that were very successful. And when I say very, I mean very successful. This was back in the mid-80s, early 90s. And when I tell you, real estate was doing exceptionally well at that time. And so individuals were really able to gain great wealth and affluence in this industry at the time. And so I was in an environment, you know, really exposed to this. There were different functions happening, parties, celebrations. Dom Perignon was flowing. Yes, I did say Dom Perignon, the champagne, if you know about it. It was flowing, and that's expensive champagne, and especially back then. That was season, which happened shortly after that. But Dom Perignon was flowing, and when I tell you that individuals were driving the hottest cars and living in the nicest homes, that was something that I desired and aspired to. And so when I was in real estate, as I grew at different levels, for me, Coach Adams, it was not about purpose, but rather it really was about getting the nice things. It was how I was going to be able to acquire the hottest car, the nicest home, travel, just the stuff. But it wasn't about purpose. And because it wasn't about purpose, I really felt like I was this square peg trying to fit into a round hole. And I needed you to really work with me and get the image of this square peg trying to fit into this round hole. That square peg was not designed for that round hole. So therefore, if you're trying to squeeze a square peg into a round hole, there is friction. And there is friction because you're trying to make something fit in a space that it was not designed for. And that's what real estate was for me. And my last transaction in real estate, when I tell you, wow, I literally wanted to pull every hair in my head out. It was the transaction from hell. I had dealt with that individual for about 6 months. And, you know, I was on 100% commission. And the fact of the matter was that because I was on 100% commission, you know, at times it was difficult. And so when you got wind that your deal was about to close, there was great anticipation. There was great excitement. Checks started to go out because you knew the money's coming in. It's now at that place ready to close. And that's what happened with this transaction. This transaction was ready to close and record. However, just before recording, the file was pulled randomly, which happened at that particular time. And there was another layer of verification that happened associated with individuals who were entrepreneurs and self-employed and utilized taxes at the time. And this file ended up being pulled. Now, mind you, I worked about 6 months with this individual, helping them clear up their credit, helping them to find a place, you know, all of these various things, the loan application, the loan process, the underwriting, you name it, I was supporting them in it. And so for this loan to get pulled right when it's about ready to close, that was a, I am telling you, Coach Adams, who wasn't existing at the time, it was Shania, she was frustrated. The loan was pulled because I was licensed by the state at that time, licensed realtor. My license was questioned, and I was just like, there has to be something greater for my life. I stepped back. I went and told my broker at the time, I said, you know what? I need to take a time out. I need to kind of put a pause in real estate for a moment, and I need to figure out what is it that I've been placed on the planet to do. Because clearly, despite my desire to have the success in this industry, it ain't it. I know that's not proper English. It's not it. For those of you from the hood, it ain't it. And from those of you from the valley, it isn't it. And so I stepped back and I said, wow, I need to figure this journey out. And what I'm going to share with you, the basic foundational steps that I took, Coach Adams took, to really discover my purpose. And literally, these are the foundational steps. And there are more. Some of you may be saying, well, I did this and have some insight. And again, at about halfway in today's broadcast, we're going to invite you, our global listening audience, to chime in. So I want you to know if you have insight on this subject of discovering your purpose, this pursuit of purpose, we invite you to jump on in. And if maybe you are sitting there thinking, wow, I am on this journey struggling to figure this out, we're going to invite you in at that time as well. So just receive the information at this time into your hearing. Grab the nuggets that are being shared, and let's continue to build as we take this journey today on Motivational Mondays and this pursuit of purpose. And so what's important to understand is that I was in the season of dealing with great frustration. Why? Because I was a square peg fighting to fit into this round hole. And many of you are sitting there and you're feeling this angst of I'm doing things to do things. You may be in that over 65% of the individuals that are unhappy in their careers because you have not tapped into your purpose. I want to encourage you today, if you just basically follow these four steps, I assure you that you will gain greater awareness and there will be an awakening around this subject of purpose, which Coach Adams is truly passionate about. If I can assist one person today in making the connection with the very reason why you were created, this journey is so worth it. Because absolutely everything was designed and created for a purpose. I often use the illustration of a water bottle. And I use the illustration of a water bottle because we can all relate to a water bottle. When you look at a water bottle, there are three elements of purpose. Three elements of purpose. You have the bottle serving a purpose. You have the water contained in the bottle serving a purpose. And you have the cap on the bottle serving a purpose. Each serves a unique and different purpose. But what I want to point out today and why I'm sharing this illustration with you is that individually, their purpose is different. It takes the three to come together for that purpose to work based on its intended design. If you have a water bottle that has there's a bottle and a cap and no water, will it replenish you and quench your thirst? No, it's an empty bottle. If you just have the water without a container, will that serve the purpose that it needs to serve? How will you have to have some container, some level of something to be able to capture the water and to be able to drink the water. If you do not have the cap, for example, you go into the grocery store and you're getting bottled water and there are no caps on the bottle. Is that an issue? Absolutely, it's an issue. And so we want to understand that individually we have a purpose, but collectively our purpose was designed to connect with others. Someone is waiting for you to unearth your purpose. Someone's waiting for you to take your purpose to the next level. Someone is waiting. You are the answer to their prayer. And I say that because I want us to have this greater consciousness around the significance of the fact that your purpose doesn't just affect you. It affects others. For example, I don't know currently all of you that are listening in, but what I do know is that if Motivational Mondays was not serving its purpose in this moment, you would not be engaged with us at this time. Not to say that you wouldn't be tuned into another broadcast somewhere else, but it wouldn't be Motivational Monday specifically with Coach Adams here on Inspired Media for you. And so when we look at these key fundamental steps of this pursuit of purpose, number one on the journey that Coach Adams had to take and I share with you is, first of all, I don't know about you, but for me, life can get a bit noisy. I'm saying if we don't learn how to stop and listen and be still, there's so much chaos going on. There's so much noise. There are all these frequencies trying to filtrate our mind. Through our eye gates, through our ear gates, you name it. Everyone's trying to sell a vision to you. Everyone's trying to get your attention here and there. And so what I realized is that I had to stop, literally pause, be still, and listen. And what I'm saying is that I had to go inside. I had to look inside. I had to reconnect with my manufacturer. Because the manufacturer that created us, he desires that his intended purpose for your life, the intended purpose for the bottle of water, the intended purpose for whatever it is, that it fulfills the reason why it was created. You know, I've shared on a number of occasions my little quirky story with my iPhone breaking the screen and it going dead, and the telephone provider said, okay, for X amount of dollars you can send it in for insurance. But what they do is they give you a refurbished phone that's been refurbished by their in-house people. And it occurred to me, why would I take the phone to an outside party who's not the creator? And many of us do that in our own lives. We're seeking our purpose from all of these outside forces, from all of these individuals. And God is saying, reconnect, rejoin with me. No one can tell us our purpose like our creator. But in order for us to be able to tap in and hear the messaging, we have to literally stop, pause, and listen, to be still. Go inside and allow God to reveal, allow your source, your creator to reveal in that moment of being quiet or moment, because in some cases it's not going to happen in one sitting. What Coach Adams can say is, for me, it didn't happen in one sitting. But I was committed to fighting to figure it out. Why? Because I was so frustrated. And really, the reality was, I was beyond frustrated. And again, when I use the analogy of that square peg trying to fit into a round hole, if you think about this friction that happens, there was such frustration and such friction going on in my life in that season because I was fighting to fit into this space that I wasn't designed for. I'm seeing others be successful all around me, and I'm trying to figure out, why isn't it happening for me? The reality was, I was trying to be a square peg in a round hole, and that wasn't the right fit for me. It was for them, and it was working for them, but it wasn't for me. And many of you are feeling that sensation. You need to shut out all of the chaos, all of the noise around you. Simply be still. Whatever that looks like for you, allow yourself to be in an environment that is conducive to you being able to hear. We've heard the movie War Room. For some of you, it may be getting into, quote-unquote, your war room. For me, Coach Adams, I'm a nature girl. I love connecting with nature, just seeing the beauty of God's splendor in nature. And so getting out walking on the beach, or getting out walking in a park or a lake or whatever it is, that really gets my juices flowing. I'm in a clearer space to hear. So whatever works for you, and sometimes for me it is just about sitting still, being quiet. Even in the environment of, quote-unquote, being by a lake, for example, I get to that quiet space. So I want us to really make sure we're getting that. The foundational principle here is that we have to be still, that we must, first of all, stop and listen. Listen for the creators, because what I realized is that when I took my phone to iPhone for repair, unlike any of the others, because there's kiosks all around that will tell you we can fix your cracked screen for a small nominal fee. But they were not going to do a systems test. They were not going to make sure that the equipment was operable. based on its intended purpose, operating based on its intended purpose. They were simply going to repair the cracked screen. iPhone, on the other hand, Apple, because they are the creator of iPhone, Apple is the creator of iPhone, had a vested interest in making sure that the equipment is doing what it was intended to do. Why? Because their reputation was on the line. The kiosk, they could care less. They didn't create. They weren't the manufacturer. If you had a screen that was cracked and they gave you a screen that was no longer cracked, they fulfilled their intended purpose. It didn't matter to them if it continued to work or not. Apple had a stake in it. The same is true as it relates to this journey of life that we're on, that your creator wants to make sure that you operate at your optimum, that you are fulfilling the assignment that you were predestined and created to fulfill. But you have to stop and listen, be still and quiet, go inside in order to hear. Then you have to, number two, go on this journey of discovery. This journey of discovery means that you have to evaluate and understand. And you're evaluating and understanding several different points of view. The different points of view that you're looking at as you are on this journey of discovery, you are evaluating, one, what is it that I do well? What are those areas in which you are able to make an impact? And what would you do for free without getting paid? This one for me was huge. And I remember when I was on my journey of discovery, I remember hearing an Oprah show, and there was someone on talking about how do you figure out your purpose. And the bottom line is that they were talking about whatever it is that you enjoy doing, that you would do for free because you are passionate about it, that is your tapping into that layer of purpose. Because whatever it is that we would do, not getting paid, like, for example, with Coach Adam, oftentimes I have to ask, and I had this happen literally just a couple of days ago, because the coach is in me. The motivator is who I am. The edifier, the encourager, she is there. The empowerer, she is there. The provoker, she is there. The title of coach, the title of all of these various things associated with this gift that God has given me. And so oftentimes I'll have to ask individuals, is it okay to coach you? I remember I had a meeting a couple of days ago, and I started instantly getting into coach mode. Now, mind you, it's a meeting. We're not in a coaching session, but because that's who I am, I started coaching her, and I had to say, eek, may I coach you? Do I have permission to coach you? Because I realize I'm starting to get into this very fabric of who I've been created to be. And on the journey of discovery, that is what was revealed to me, because literally I was taken back to and reminded of a client that I had, that I was doing that very thing. I was there specifically to take the application for their refinance, and yet I was coaching them before I had a title. At the time, I was still in real estate finance, but yet I was coaching them. And how do I know that in retrospect? Because I was reminded of that particular application process, and the woman that I was meeting with, her and her husband, I remember her saying, Shania, we really appreciate that you care so much about our lives. We really do, and we really thank you for that. But we are just trying to get this refi. We're just trying to get this loan. Can you just help us with that? We, and in essence, indirectly, and I laugh about it now, she was saying, we don't want you to coach us. We're just trying to refinance our home. And you're too involved. You're caring too much about our lives in general. Well, at the time, I didn't even have a title for, quote, unquote, the coach. And yet the coach was there being who she was created to be. So you have to go on this journey of discovery. First, you have to step back and listen, get into a still place, go inside, not looking on the outside. Take the time to discover, evaluate, and understand what would you do getting paid, what would you do for free? Bottom line, take out the titles, take out all of that. Just what do you enjoy doing? Then you need to inquire with others. That's a part of your discovery process. And I remember going back to an individual that I went to elementary, junior high, and high school with. So best friends. She knew me very well. And I asked her, I said, you know, I'm trying to figure out what I was created to do. And, you know, we started having this conversation, and she said, you know what, you've always been a motivator. I had no idea. I really had no idea that she was going to say that. She said, you've always been able to encourage people and inspire people. I was like, really? She's like, yeah. I mean, it's like you have this positive energy. And that was what I needed to assist me to continue this process on my journey. Because so often people will fight to squeeze us into these various modes that we were not designed for. And we're trying to be a carbon copy of this one and that one instead of being the unique original that we were created to be. And that was empowering for me. It was freedom. Because when you tap into the very reason why you were created, there is great freedom in that. It doesn't necessarily mean that the journey is effortless and that there are no challenges, but there is great freedom when you tap into the reason why you were created. There is great freedom in that. The weights are lifted. Some of the friction is lifted. Again, it doesn't mean that there would not be challenges. But when I think about this illustration, I often use the illustration of going with the flow of a current of a river versus going against it. See, when I did not know what my purpose was, I was going against the current, against the flow. There was resistance. There was friction. But when I was able to make that connection, now I'm going with the current, with the flow. Now, the current, there may be stuff, you know, a little turbulence all around me, but yet because I'm going with the flow, there is an ease, there's a level of effortlessness that happens because it may be turbulent around you, but it's taking you in the direction that you need to go in. Many of us are trying to fight to go against the current. And there's all of this resistance, and we feel so exhausted, and we feel so tired, and we're in that over 65% group of people that are unhappy in their careers. I don't want that to be you. I really don't. My heart's desire, my passion, I don't want you to be in that 65%, over 65%, and you don't have to be there. You just have to step back and take the time to figure out with your creator, why was I created? Let's look at our next step as we're going to open the lines in just a moment here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams as we are having a discussion on pursuit of purpose. And I'm giving you four basic key elements, four basic steps. Now, there may be others listening in that say, you know what, Coach Adams, I did this. This was successful for me. We're going to have you to share that. You'll have an opportunity to jump in. I welcome the wisdom if you have additional insight. I'm sharing with you, and there was other things that I did, but this is what I have found in how I coach my clients on that basic foundation, that ground roots level of figuring out purpose and staying on purpose. Like this very morning, I was walking. There's a park in my area that has a lake, and I'm having my quiet time. And I literally was processing through, reassessing. I was taking the time to be quiet, to be still, to stop and listen, to make sure that I'm moving in the right direction. I was rediscovering, if you will. So the stages that I'm sharing with you, I'm on the road for the first time, but rather I do this continuously to stay on track. You have to constantly be evaluating. Once you stop and listen, once you discover, you then have to simply get moving, step out and do. As I begin to step out and do, then the world begins to open up because in your stepping out, you're saying, I believe and I embrace what has been revealed to me from my Creator, and I'm going to move out and trust even when I don't know all the answers. And so you want to make sure that you don't hesitate to get up and get out and move to the best of your ability in that moment. Do your research. Google is a beautiful thing. You must be under a rock if you're not familiar with Google. And, of course, there are other pathways, search engines, and all of that. But what I'm saying is with technology today, it's so easy for us to research and get information around any particular area. So even if it's simply that you are doing some research, that is now getting moving. And as you continue to step out, things will start to open up and happen. The last is to embrace the process and enjoy the journey. And I'm going to talk more about this, but I want to give you, our global listening audience, the opportunity to ask questions, to make comments around this pursuit of purpose and the subject of what we're talking about today. I don't want it to ever be just Coach Adams coming and pulling up the dump truck and throwing all this information out at you. The coach is in session, so I want you to have the opportunity to ask a question, make a comment. Let's have our interactive time. So this is the time in our programming when we invite you, our global listening audience, to share in the discussion. Press 1 on your telephone keypad. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Now, if you are on the computer, or maybe you're on your iPad or your tablet or your laptop or your desktop, you're dialed in on the computer or logged in specifically on the computer, you need to dial in. You would call 516-453-9374, 516-453-9374. And again, hit 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. While we're waiting to see if we have any questions or comments, we're going to continue to bring a greater fullness to today's subject, but I really would hope that you would chime in. Don't be shy. This is a safe space. Time is really about you. My desire is that when you take the time out to tune in to Motivational Mondays and you take this time to engage, that you are really getting more that you need on your journey to feel more equipped professionally and personally to move to the next level. Yes, you may be getting a lot of information from just listening in, but it's interactive. So don't struggle all by yourself. Know that this is a time where you can, oh my gosh, get free coaching. I would take advantage of that. It's just like being in the bank and not going to the teller to make a withdrawal. Just being in the bank alone doesn't serve you. So if you're struggling and you have questions or you have a comment, you have greater insight, again, the lines are open. This is a time in our broadcast where you can chime in, and it looks like we have a caller. I'm excited to bring in our caller, area code 310, last 4, 9917. Welcome to Motivational Monday.
Hi, Coach Adams. This is Yumiko once again. God bless you. Awesome, awesome topic, right on point for me. I'm actually in that boat, and I love your analogy where you say you're going with the current of the river versus going against it. That is such a true statement. I'm actually in a predicament right now where I'm contracting, and you know, and that's what I've been telling myself, just be still. The Lord says, be still, know that I am God, know that I am Lord. And I just quoted that to someone the other day, to my coworker. I said, Lord, for whatever reason I'm here, because I'm in a job where I like a part of the job, but I don't like the other part of it. And when I was brought here, I was told that this job was something different than what it actually was. And I'm contracted. I'm not permanent. They're looking to move permanently at some point, but I don't know when. He's saying they're going to do it, but it hasn't happened. And I said, Lord, I'm not pushing it because I'm not even sure if this is what I really am supposed to be doing permanently. And so I said, whatever reason I'm here, I want you to convey to me. I said, I'm here for somebody, and just what you said, I may not be here for me, but, Lord, can you just convey? And one of my coworkers, come to find out, is a cousin of another ex-coworker of mine that I worked with for many years, and he shared with her about my spiritual life, and he said, you need to connect with her. And so I've been ministering to her, and she told me twice now, she says, I don't know if you're here for anybody else, but I do know that you're here for me. And I said, well, to God be the glory. And so it goes back to what you just said. Everything that you said was just so right on point for me, and I just praise God because he always gives confirmation. And I had actually just started going to a fast mode because I said, Lord, I need to hear some things from you. I need to, for it to be clear. I don't want to step out on my own accord, but I want to ensure that whatever I'm doing is lined up by you, your purpose for your kingdom, because I am your servant, and I want to say yes to your will, but I want to ensure that it is your will and not my will in the flesh. So God bless you. I love you. And, you know, I always get manna off this call, and this is just more feed for me, and I just praise God for you and for what he's doing in your life and for this vision. So to God be the glory.
Well, I thank you, Yumiko. It's always a joy to have you chimed in. And, you know, I love that you are able to recognize that you're on an assignment where you are. And I encourage you to continue to seek God's divine wisdom for the greater picture. What am I saying? For example, when I was in property management, I knew that I was in property management to get, quote unquote, on-the-job training so that when God released me, I was honing the skills of my purpose. And it's interesting because when I was in that industry, because there was the awakening of the coach and the speaker, initially I was in property management. I was what in the industry looked like moving forward. So I started out as an assistant manager, and I got a promotion to a manager. And from there, in the interim, God had awakened his call and his purpose. And I realized it could not be utilized best behind a desk in front of a computer just crunching on financials all day. That I had to interact with people. I had to interact with the team. I needed to be able to coach. I needed to be able to speak. And so whatever the season is that we find ourselves in, know that all of it is to work together for ultimately the assignment that God put us on the planet to do. And so if that's where you're struggling, once you get that awakening, then everything else will navigate differently, because my next position was an assistant manager by choice. Not that I didn't have the skills, but now I was clearer on the fact that, okay, this is the call, need to continue to develop. Can't do it in the management role behind the desk in front of the computer crunching financials. I have to be more in the trenches. The last and final position was a leasing manager. And that one was very clear. So each time, for me, I was more focused, moving in a direction with greater clarity while I had to be in the corporate setting that was in further alignment with my purpose. Whereas in the natural, in that industry, it looked like I was going backwards because everyone wanted to be a manager. Well, I had been there, done that, and I knew that wasn't what was going to sharpen the skills associated with God's call. And so I got on-the-job training. Yes, I did the assignment, the job that I was there for, and God, you know, had me to connect with specific people and what have you. But the greater vision was that he allowed me through those experiences not only to be used but to continue to get on-the-job training for the season that I'm in now that you're saying you are being blessed by, and I thank you so much. I trust that also support you in making the decision of where you need to go in this season. Of course, offline, if I can support you further, know that I'm available and here. We're going to continue in our dialogue, and I ask that you, Miko, if you'll hit 1 to remove yourself from the host queue, hit 1 to remove yourself from the host queue. Maybe you're sitting out there and you're listening in and you're thinking, ooh, I have a question or a comment. Now is the time in our broadcast. Don't be shy. This is a safe space for you to interact, and we want you to be able to get the fullness of what you need to get today here on Motivational Mondays. You tuned in for your weekly dose of motivation and inspiration, and we want you to leave empowered. So don't hesitate to ask that question or make that comment. Press 1 on your telephone keypad. Maybe you're on a computer, an electronic device you need to dial in. The dial-in number, again, is 516-453-9374, 516-453-9374. And if you've asked a question or made a comment before, don't feel like, oh, I can't because I've done it before. This is your time. We get out of life what we put into it. So don't be shy. Don't be benevolent. Get what you need to get to continue to move to the next level on your journey. Meanwhile, I'm going to continue to share with you the basic principles, the 4 key elements to discovering your purpose, those basic foundational steps. Number 1, as a reminder, we said we must stop and listen. I have to be still. And I love that you, Miko, brought out, it's that being still, as the Word of God says, be still and know that I am God. So in those still moments, not me, you know, there's a difference between prayer and meditation. There's a difference between prayer, worship, and meditation. And so when Coach Adams is saying, be still, she's simply saying, be quiet. Don't go with this laundry list and you're just talking. You're bringing chaos into your quiet moment. You have to be still. Be quiet. If it's sitting on the beach, as I said, if that's going to allow you to hear and clear your mind, if it's going into your closet, if it's sitting by the lake, if it's sitting in the park, if it's sitting in your car on a hill, wherever it is that you can just get in that space to listen. Because your Creator wants to connect with you, wants to speak with you. But so often there's so much chaos, and some of that chaos we bring ourselves because we're so busy. And we don't take the time to simply be quiet. Going inside to be able to hear, rejoining, reconnecting with your source. Specifically on this journey of, one, what is my purpose? I need to discover it. And 2, reassessing and evaluating continuously, making sure that you are on the right track, that you are fulfilling your intended purpose, that you're not an empty bottle, as we spoke about earlier, the bottle of water. It has to have the 3 basic elements. Yes, there are other elements. There's a labeling and so on and so forth, but we're talking about the 3 basic elements. And once you make that connection with your purpose, once you get that awakening, there's been an unearthing of this is what it is. And when we are being still, we have to be willing to just be open to the fact what may be revealed may be completely different than what we perceive. I know for me, this whole journey of speaking and all of that was definitely not what Coach Adams desired to do. It really wasn't. I saw myself as a real estate mogul. That is what I saw. But yet that was not what I was created to do. And for many of us, what you were created to do, it's uncomfortable for you. It's unfamiliar for you. But yet, you have natural gifts and talents that have already been placed in you. They're part of your standard operating system. They're part of your DNA that make you who you are, but you simply need to tap into it, unearth those things. I often get the question from people on a regular basis, where did you get your speaking training? It's been quote-unquote on-the-job training in the trenches, me and my Heavenly Father. And I'm not saying that you don't have to sharpen the skills, because there are other ways that I've been sharpening the skills, continuing education, my coaching skills, training. You may not know, Coach Adams is an official coach, you know. She did do her training through Coach University. If ever you have a question about credentials, visit CoachAdams.com, CoachAdams.com. And I say that just so that you can know. I know many people call themselves coaches, and I'm not, if that's an anointing that someone has, that's an anointing that they have. I believe in sharpening the skills and mastering any particular area. So for me, it was important for me to call myself a coach, that I got the actual training in that area. And so I say that for you to know that whatever it is, it may be unearthed to you. You may have a natural gift and talent for that, but you may need to sharpen those skills. Whatever that looks like, you may need to sharpen those skills. But when you are in the zone, it is clear and evident when we're in the zone, because there is an anointing that is released. And so stop and listen. Discover. Take and write a list. What is it that I am good at? What is it that I enjoy doing? Simply just write it down. Speaking to people, encouraging people, whatever that looks like, write it down. Performing, I don't know what, you know, writing, whatever it is, write it down. Don't write it down trying to squeeze it into a mold of a title, but simply just write down what is revealed to you during this quiet time of stopping to listen. Again, that journey of discovery. Evaluate and understand. As it's being revealed to you, take the opportunity to gain greater insight. For example, I remember being introduced to coaching, and I did an introductory coaching teleconference. And when I got on that call, it was like, wow, this is me. I had several people saying, you know, I heard about this. I think this is really you. You may want to look into it. So if in that time of seeking, ask, seek, and knock, and we're on that journey of discovery, different things that we may think, I don't know about that, be open to the very process. Because if we are asking, the answers will come. You know, my mentors always say, you're praying for a husband, and then when a man shows up in your life, you're starting to bind him in the name of Jesus. Well, you said you wanted a man. Okay, he's not in the package that you wanted. But you said you wanted to be married and you wanted a man. And so a man shows up, and now you're binding him because he's not in the package that you desire. Many of us, as it relates to this pursuit of purpose, you've gotten the answers, but it's not exactly what you thought because you keep going with your own agenda. See, I had my agenda. Real estate mogul, that was the agenda. But there was another plan. There was another reason why I was created. Stay mindful. Again, it's been stated that over 65% of people are unhappy on their jobs and in their careers. It does not have to be you. If you simply discover what it was or what it is that you've been placed on the planet to do, get moving. Do you know that as you begin to step out, that there are individuals who would say, I want to support you. I don't know what it is, but, you know, what can I do to help you on your journey? And what's happening is God's favor is being released for you. And so just simply step out and move. Cast and speak the vision. Be cautious, who you speak the vision to be divinely led, because the wrong person, if it's something that you feel like it's too out of the box and the wrong person speaks negatively into that, it could affect you. So you want to make sure that when you're speaking it, you're doing it with divine wisdom, that you're really discerning who should I share it with. But as you share and cast the vision to the right people that have already been set in the atmosphere, they will join forces and support you, like we said, the bottle connects with the water, connects with the cap. They all serve an individual and a collective purpose that comes together, that they need each other. I think of the song, I Need You, You Need Me, a Christian song. And so you want to make sure that as you move, some of that moving is research, some of that moving is stepping out to do, some of that moving is speaking it. It's an action word. You have to take action. But you're taking action after you stop and listen and go inside and you're being still and you start to get the awakening of the answers. You go on this journey of discovery, evaluating and understanding what's being revealed in the quiet time, and then you start to move out on that. My mentors often say that faith requires that we grow comfortable in being uncomfortable. And so I have to be okay with just stepping out, giving my best in that moment, which is excellence, stepping out and trusting that everything else I need will come together. Sometimes, do you know that we overcomplicate things? We make things more complicated than they are. I had a situation a couple of months ago, and it was so cute because I thought it was so involved to do something, right, that it was so complicated. And that was because in ignorance, I didn't do any research or anything. And then when I was pressed to have to make a decision, I said, well, let me look into it. And it was so easy. I thought, wow, and I've been holding back all of this time. So for many of us, we don't move because in our minds we think something is so difficult and complicated, and really it isn't. And there's fear that holds us back from stepping out. Just simply step out and do, and watch what happens. And last and final, as we prepare to close out today's installment of Motivational Mondays, wow, how quickly an hour of power flies by. Embrace the process and truly enjoy the journey of discovery and the journey in general. Enjoy it. Embrace every moment and the fullness thereof, the bitter with the sweet, the good and the not so good. And have fun. Ultimately, have fun. We're going to make mistakes along the way, but grow forward. Don't get stuck and just stop. Don't get knocked down and not get back up. Get down, brush those knees off, and get back up. Stay in the game. Stay in the race. And continue to do all that you know to do. Well, this concludes today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. I trust that you have gotten some good information, some nuggets and some jewels that you can utilize on your journey to add to your backpack. Let's continue this dialogue. Several things. One, I want to hear from you in topics that you want to continue to have spoken on. So through our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum, which is our open group, you're welcome to engage there. You have a comment about today's show, please feel free to make it there. Let's have continue the dialogue. We appreciate you, our global listening audience, tuning in to Motivational Mondays. I want to stay connected with you. If you're not already a part of Coach Adams' network, please visit my website at coachadams.com. CoachAdams.com. Wow, next week, you don't want to miss next week's broadcast. We have an in-studio guest joining us, the beautiful Nova Scott. And I'm really excited about Nova Scott joining us because we are going to be speaking with the visionary and creator of DC Nova Marie Boutique. And what's so awesome is we'll be talking about and sharing a rich dialogue discussion on the birth of a vision in the midst of, in the midst of being a mom, in the midst of being a wife, in the midst of being a minister, in the midst of all of the stuff. You don't want to miss it. Thank you again for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. This is Coach Adams, one who inspires, signing off. I coach and you win.